They've come close, and more women have been elected to Congress and state offices since the turn of this century than ever before, but still never the presidency of the United States.
The presidency is a really important platform.
Farida Jalalzai is a political scientist at Virginia Tech who studies the role of gender in the political arena. She points out that 81 other countries have or have had female presidents or prime ministers.
Who's in that position sends important signals about, I think, our values. And if countries worldwide, time and time again, are able to somehow manage to have women not just in symbolic positions of power, but in substantive positions, and the United States is glaringly absent from that list, it sends a message about how open the United States really is to change.
And it's not for lack of trying.
We've also seen in the case of Hillary Clinton that she was able to amass enough public support at least to win the popular vote. But based on the rules of the game, that wasn't enough.
But Jalalzai says Clinton did break a long-held barrier, paving the way for more female presidential candidates than ever before this time around. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.